I am not ashamed of the gospel, and the word gospel means good news, and this is good news about messianic salvation through the Jewish Messiah, Jesus. And this gospel, this good news, unleashes the power of God to save everyone who believes, first to the Jewish people and then to the Gentiles. And my friends, salvation from the real and deadly forces of Satan, sin, and death is our greatest need. This is Rabbi Loren coming to you live via Skype from the studios of Congregation Shema Yisrael with another edition of Jesus Made Me Kosher. And I want to introduce a nice Jewish woman, Brenda Obaziel, who is a member of our synagogue, Congregation Shema Yisrael. Brenda, welcome to Jesus Made Me Kosher.
Thank you. It's so wonderful to be here today with you.
And thank you for joining us. Well, Brenda, please give us your story. How did the three-in-one God, the living God, reveal himself to you? How did he reveal to you that Yeshua is our wonderful Jewish Messiah?
Yes, I'd love to tell my story. I have to say, I came to faith through a series of steps or revelations in my life. I was raised in a very nice, conservative, Jewish, kosher home. And I feel like the Holy Spirit just touched me at a very, very young age. And I strived to be good, to be righteous. I wanted to do the right thing. I didn't know much about Jesus, but this was the Christian belief. We believed in God as Jews, and Jesus wasn't really talked about in our home. I had two Christian neighbors, and I watched a little of Sunday morning Christian television, and I loved the feel of the Holy Spirit. One day I was driving in my car, and I said to my father, I asked him, how do we know that Jesus isn't God, isn't Lord? And my Jewish father said, dear, we really don't know. This really opened my eyes at that particular time. And throughout all my life, I wanted to do the right thing. I heard about Christians. They prayed for each other, and they were saved by Jesus, and their sins were forgiven. I really didn't understand, but I didn't like the way the world treated each other. I just didn't see the justice. When I went through a divorce when I was about 30 years old, it was very painful for me. So I cried out to the Lord in my upset. I cried out to the Lord. I banged my fist on the table, and I said, God, I want to know the truth, and I want to know it now. It was at that particular point that I felt God's presence in my life. I felt the Holy Spirit. And then I went through some other spiritual awakenings, experiences. When I was going to Al-Anon with an African-American male, he preached the word to me, and again, I felt the presence of the Holy Spirit. There was even one time in my life where I actually saw a cross in my room, which was absolutely amazing.
Brenda,
when I met my husband, he was a very strong Christian. He fed the word of God to me, and that's what brought us together. And after 9-1-1, I knew, Rabbi Loren, that the time was short, that I needed to find a place to worship. And I found Shema and made it my home, Shema Yisrael. And Jesus made me kosher because I understood to be a Messianic Jew is to be a completed Christian. Jesus was the best Jew that ever walked the earth. He came to fulfill all the prophecy of the old times, and he cleansed me of my sins. He opened my eyes to the meaning of life.
All right, I have a couple questions for you.
Sure, absolutely.
You said that somehow you saw a cross in your room. You had some sort of supernatural experience, is that what you're saying?
I think it may have been a supernatural experience. I felt the presence of God, and when I pounded my fist on the table, and I wanted to know the truth, and I was real serious. I wasn't playing around. I wanted to know why we were here. I was in so much pain at that time in my life. I wanted to know what the purpose is of this life that we're living. And it's just absolutely wonderful because he showed me the purpose.
And you feel that you weren't getting the answers to your big questions from your synagogue upbringing?
No, absolutely not.
When you say that as a child you felt the Holy Spirit, what does that mean to you? How did you feel the Holy Spirit, and in what way did God, you know, let you know that his presence was real?
It's just a feeling that you have. It's kind of hard to explain. It's for somebody who hasn't experienced it, it's really hard to explain. But from my heart, I'll tell you, there's just a warmth and a love, and it's kind of like you just want to jump up, you know? It's just a wonderful feeling, and that's what the Holy Spirit means to me. It's a feeling of warmth and love and joy and peace that I had never felt before, ever.
Associated with being close to God. You felt you were close to
God
at the same time.
Absolutely.
Were you surprised when you asked your father about Jesus being the Messiah and he gave you the response that we don't know if Jesus is or isn't the Messiah? Did that surprise you?
They did. I was probably very young at that time, and I'm not sure how old I was. I could have been 5, 6, 7 years old, but I had heard this on the television, and I wasn't sure. But I had a feeling. It was just something, a feeling that overcame me. And I asked him, and my father was always very honest with me. And he said, honey, I really don't know. And I think that kind of kept it open for me throughout my life. My Jewish upbringing was wonderful, but I always felt that something was missing. The Spirit of God, a relationship with God, I felt was missing.
And you feel that Jesus is part of the missing piece, the missing piece to the Jewish puzzle.
Absolutely, without a doubt. And when I really understood that Jesus, Yeshua, was Jewish, and then he came from the lineage of Jews, the chosen people, I feel more like a better Jew now than I ever have.
That's interesting because a lot of people say that, you know, Jews can't believe in Jesus, and if a Jewish person believes in Jesus, he's no longer Jewish. But, Brenda, do you feel more or less Jewish now that you are a Messianic Jew?
I feel more Jewish than I ever have. I understand the Word of God better than I have ever understood it, because being raised in a Jewish home, I learned Hebrew, but I didn't understand what the Hebrew meant. I didn't understand that I was really praying when I was learning Hebrew. So, yes, I feel more Jewish than I ever have because Jesus, I believe from the bottom of my heart, Yeshua, Jesus, is the Messiah. He came for all mankind.
When you were growing up, did your family celebrate Passover at home? Did you have a Passover Seder?
Absolutely. Two nights in a row. We always celebrated all the Jewish holidays.
Okay. Passover is coming up in about 2 weeks, actually a little bit less. Now that you've come to know that Jesus is the Messiah, what does Passover mean to you now?
Well, you know, Passover means something a little different. It means that Jesus was the ultimate sacrifice. He was the Lamb of God that took away the sins of the world, the ultimate sacrifice for the sins of man. And because he died for our sins, we can be free. We have eternal life. I do also celebrate that the Jews were led by God out of Egypt, and he says, God, I am, and showing us that this is God. But it also means something greater to me at this time. It means, you know, that we are celebrating the best present that mankind could ever have received.
Do you still celebrate Passover now that you're a Jew who believes in Jesus? Or have you given
Absolutely.
Up Passover?
I celebrate Passover. It's one of my most favorite holidays. And if people want to understand more about Messianic Judaism, they should come to Shema because they'll understand the connection between being Jewish and believing in Jesus. And like I said, he is the ultimate sacrifice, the Lamb of God. And that's what Passover to me is all about.
And he also died on Passover, on the actual day of Passover, right, in fulfillment of Passover. How cool is that?
It is so cool. You know, and it's nice this year that it all falls together. Like I like to call Passover and Resurrection Sunday all coming together in the same week. That's really cool for me.
Our congregation is having two of our own Passover Seders this year in Farmington Hills at the Farmington Hills Manor, April 6th and 7th. I'm just curious, are you and Mike going to be joining us for Passover at the Farmington Hills Manor, or are you having a Seder on your own?
Well, the first night we're having a Seder with my family, and the second night I will be at Shema. I wouldn't miss it for the world. I attend your Passover Seders every year, and I love them. So, yes, my husband and I will be there with some other family members also. My son will also be there this year, too.
That's great. And I just want to let our Faith Talk 1500 audience know that our Passover Seders are open to the general public, and we welcome Christians coming to this Messianic Jewish Passover Seder. It's really wonderful, really meaningful, makes all these connections between the Tanakh, you know, the Old Testament, the Jewish Passover, God saving the Jewish people out of Egypt, but the greater fulfillment through the Messiah, the Passover Lamb who died on Passover. And for more information how to get tickets, you can go to the Shema website, which is shema.com. And at the very bottom of that page, there's information how to attend our Passover Seder. Well, Brenda, let's talk about your favorite thing about God. As a child, you knew that God existed, but you really didn't know God in a personal, intimate way. But you do now. You really sense that you have a personal relationship with God, right?
Absolutely.
What do you like most? What do you, Brenda, appreciate most about God the Father?
That he is my Father. He's my Father in heaven. I always like to say he's my Abba Father. He knew me before I was born. He loved me first. And one of my favorite scripture verses is John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. And this is what I love so much about God the Father, that he took his Son, he had his Son come to earth and walk with man to show us the truth and the light, and he is pure love. God is love, and he loves us. He loves us like we are his children. We are his children.
That's great. What is your favorite thing about Messiah, the Son of God? What do you appreciate most about Messiah Jesus?
Well, you know, it's the obvious that he gave himself, he gave his life as a ransom for all. He is absolutely pure love. He is the good news. He died for me on the cross. And through his shed blood, I have been forgiven. You know, people don't realize that we sin every day. We sin, we talk, we gossip, we say things we shouldn't say. We might watch something on TV that's not appropriate. And if we confess our sins to God, he will forgive us of our sins. And Jesus never changes, Rabbi Lauren. He is the same today, yesterday, and forever in my life. He never changes, and this world is constantly changing. But he's always there with his love and with his grace. And as long as you wait on him, he's there for you. That you have to wait upon the Lord for your prayers to get an answer to him. But he's always there. He always follows through.
What is your favorite thing about the Ruach, the Holy Spirit of God? What do you appreciate most about God's Spirit, the third person of the three-in-one God?
He fills me with his love and his peace. no matter what my situation is. I can always pray, and the Spirit of God is so warm, it's so loving, and the Spirit of God lives inside of me. And that's what keeps me alive and going every day, to know that that Spirit is there.
Okay. What is your favorite verse in the Bible, and why? You mentioned John 3:16. Is that your favorite verse? I mean, it's probably the best. I'm sorry, what?
I'm sorry. That's one of my favorite verses in the Bible. I have many favorite verses. But John 3:16 is one of my favorite verses in the Bible. Also in Matthew 5, verse 3 through 11, the Sermon on the Mount, that's another one of my favorite. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. And of course, it's kind of lengthy to go through the whole thing, but that's when I read the book of Matthew as a really young Christian. This is a verse that I've always loved, because it just tells you more about God and more about the Spirit of God, and that God looks into our heart, that he sees our heart, and the only way to the Father is through his Son, Jesus. And I think that a lot of Jews miss out on that, because they don't understand that you can't get to the Father unless you have the Son. If you don't accept the Son, how can you get to the Father?
Yes, it's not enough now that God has sent the Messiah, and we know that Jesus is the Messiah by the messianic prophecies he fulfilled, like Isaiah 53 and many others. We know Jesus is the Messiah because of his impact on history. This Jewish man has had more impact on history than any other human being who's ever lived. We know Jesus is the Messiah because of his resurrection from the dead. No other human being has been raised from the dead to live forever like Messiah. So we know that Jesus really is the Jewish Messiah.
Yes. And I really wish that more Jewish people would take a look at Isaiah 53, because as a young Christian, that's one of the verses that brought me to faith.
Isaiah 53, the prophecy of the suffering Messiah, that Messiah wouldn't just come to be a powerful political deliverer, but he would come to suffer and die and make atonement to solve our greatest problem, for forgiveness and atonement.
Absolutely. And I read that verse at least weekly. I read Isaiah 53 at least weekly. And when I read it to my unbelieving friends, they seem to get it a little bit. They seem to understand.
Do any of your Jewish friends, I mean, you grew up Jewish here in Detroit, you still have Jewish friends. Do any of them tell you, Brenda, you're not Jewish?
They don't say I'm not Jewish. They say I don't believe the way you believe. That doesn't mean I don't believe in God. But what I always try to explain to them is that there's only one truth. I think in the world we live in right now, people believe there's many truths. I believe that there's one truth.
Okay. I also believe that there's one truth that will save human beings, and it's found in the Bible and in Messiah. He is the way, he is the truth, he is the life. No one comes to the Father and gets eternal life except by acknowledging that truth, right?
Absolutely, absolutely, without a doubt.
All right. No, go ahead, Brenda.
And, you know, prophecy is so amazing also, because you see how the Jews came back to the land after 2,000 years, and that was prophesied. I'm not sure where. I think it may be in the Psalms.
Actually, there's a lot of places that talk about the scattering of the Jewish people because of our disobedience and turning our back on God, but that he would regather us in the Acharit Hayamim, the last days. There's probably a dozen or two dozen prophecies that say that will happen.
Right, they're all through the scriptures.
All through.
And that they would come forth in one day. In 1948, they became a nation, which I just think is so amazing. The history in the Bible is just so amazing.
So the Bible for you is like a living book right now.
It's a living book. It's you know, you can find anything in it, and it's so true. Everything in it is true.
Give us one divine appointment or one encounter in your life, one experience in your life that in which you sensed you knew that God was real.
You know, this happened. It's hard to find exactly one time that I knew that God was real, but throughout my whole life, I've had experiences at different points in my life. I do feel very strongly when I ask God for the truth, and He made it clear to me at that particular point that God was the only, that Jesus was the only way, that Jesus was the truth. That was the strongest time. I felt it, but you know, I feel it all the time in my life as I read the scriptures, as I talk to my friends, as I come to Shema. I know that Jesus is real. He's there. You can, after a while, just feel His presence as you pray. There's a comforting, there's a warm and comforting message that our Lord gives us. And the most wonderful thing of all is that He gives us eternal life, which means that we are going to spend eternity with Him in heaven, and we get to praise Him and worship Him, and that's when life will be perfect, not in this world.
Well, that's got to be a comforting thought. Got to give you a little bit of shalom, a little bit of peace in this chaotic world.
Not shalom.
What would you say to a Jewish person who may be listening to us now on Jesus Made Me Kosher?
I'd say please. Please call Shema. You know, if it's not Shema, a church in your area. I feel very comfortable because, you know, we celebrate the Jewish holidays, and I understand the Jewishness of our Lord. But I would beg them to come to faith and to listen to the gospel, to the good news. It's on my heart every day that the people I love in my life will come to the truth and the faith.
Would you encourage them to pick up the Bible and maybe begin reading the Brit Chadashah, the New Testament, which was actually written
Absolutely.
By our Jewish people?
Absolutely, I would do that. Pick up the Bible, read. I love the book of Matthew, but, you know, you can even start with Isaiah 53. And then, of course, there's lots of books in the Bible that talk about the coming of Jesus, the coming of Yeshua in the Old Testament. But, yes, pick it up, read it, and pray first before you read it. I think when you ask God for the truth, He'll give you the truth if you really want to hear the truth.
Seek and you will find, knock and the door will be open to you.
That's right.
Brenda, thank you so much for being my guest on Jesus Made Me Kosher today. I am so glad that God reached down and revealed to a nice Jewish woman like you that Yeshua, Jesus, really is our Jewish Messiah, and that you can be Jewish and believe in Jesus. And He, by believing in Him, we get close to God and have hope and peace in a world that is becoming crazier and insaner and darker all the time. Thank you for being on Jesus Made Me Kosher.
Thank you, Rabbi Lauren.
Well, this is Rabbi Lauren coming to you on Jesus Made Me Kosher. Again, Passover is coming up. And we do have a couple wonderful Passover Seders. For more information, just go to the Shema website. That is shema.com, S-H-E-M-A.com. There's information at the bottom of the homepage. And join us for Passover in just a couple weeks. And shalom, shalom from all of us in Congregation Shema Yisrael.
Jesus Made Me Kosher is sponsored by Congregation Shema Yisrael, a community of Messianic Jews and kosher-hearted Gentiles who serve the 3-in-1 God of Israel. You can find us on the web at shema.com. That's S-H-E-M-A.com. If you'd like more information or have questions, you can also reach us by phone at 248-593-5150. That's 248-593-5150. To hear how Jesus can make you kosher, join us every weekday at 3:30 right here on Faith Talk 1500.